be that as it may, whether it's in the East or whether it's in the West, we have to follow a middle way. A middle way. We have to recognize above all the great fact of evolution, lower evolution and higher evolution, and recognize that man too, we too, are involved, included in this process. We have to recognize, we have to understand that man evolves through the development of his consciousness, that he develops from simple consciousness, which he shares with the animals, to self-consciousness, which in most human beings at present exists only in a very rudimentary form, from self-consciousness to transcendental consciousness, and from transcendental consciousness to what, without really being able to understand it, we can only call absolute consciousness. We have also to recognize that different people, different human beings, stand at different levels, different stages of this great course of development and evolution. How to recognize that some stand lower down than ourselves and others stand higher up than ourselves, even much higher up than ourselves. Have to recognize, have to understand that those who are higher up in the scale of the higher evolution are in a position to help us, that we evolve, that we develop through contact, through communication, vertical communication with them. And it is they who are our gurus. And we should recognize them as being, in relation to ourselves, superior beings. At the same time, we do not overvalue, in a negative psychological sort of way, we do not project, we do not expect from them what we can only get ultimately from ourselves. And this is indeed the Buddha's own attitude. The Buddha did not ask anybody to regard him as a god or god. On one occasion he said he wasn't even a human being, what to speak of being a god. But that's a different track altogether. The Buddha never asked anybody to have faith in him, much less to absolute faith. And it's very important to remember this. The Buddha never said, well, you must come, if you want to come, and have faith. You must believe me, believe what I say, if you want to be saved, if you want to develop. What did the Buddha say? Time and again in the scriptures he says, and it's almost a sort of stereotype phrase, let any reasonable man come to me. All the Buddha asks for is that we should be reasonable. So he says, let any reasonable man come to me, one who is willing to learn. Willing. This is all that is required. In other words, we may say that all the Buddha requires is contact, reasonable contact, rational contact, and receptivity. The Buddha personally seems to have been quite convinced that he could convince people about the higher evolution, and so on, by quite even purely rational, empirical means, without making any appeal for absolute faith and devotion. So this is all that he demands, all that he asks for, all that he expects. He wants simply a reasonable human being who is willing to learn, willing to evolve, willing to develop. That's all. Now, we've come to the end, not only of tonight's lecture, but of the present series. And in the course of the series, we've covered some of the most important aspects of the higher evolution of the individual. We've tried to throw some light on some of the problems that confront us in the course of our own individual development. Because the more clearly we see the problem here more in the sense of difficulty, the more likely it is to be solved, or better still, to be resolved. I think we've all seen, if we hadn't seen it before, we've all seen how very difficult it is for the individual to evolve at all. How it requires a great effort, an effort which many people are not perhaps prepared to make. But we've also seen that difficult as evolution is, as the higher evolution is, it's also very much worthwhile. In fact, we may say that this higher evolution of the individual, is the most worthwhile thing to which any human being worthy of the name can possibly devote himself.